The GOP candidate field is down to four, and the four went at it last night in the last debate before the South Carolina primary. The music stops on Saturday. Musical chairs sounding not so musical. All in South Carolina on this Friday, January 20th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Debate or wrestling event last night? Do you decide? Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
Debates, Iowa recounts, a new definition of the mysterious syndrome autism, all on the program today. And later in the hour, we'll talk to director Steven Soderbergh. His new film, Haywire, is about a black ops agent named Mallory.
What I find fascinating about having a female protagonist is everything is harder for a woman. If you just cast a woman in a role, automatically there's more conflict because men run everything.
Thank you, Mr. Director. Who's your favorite female action figure from the movies? Hey, something from Jane Austen or Gone with the Wind is fine. Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. First, let's check the morning top news headlines.
The attacks were tougher and the accusations flew last night as the four remaining candidates for the Republican presidential nomination took to the stage for a debate before tomorrow's South Carolina primary. Got off to an explosive start with Newt Gingrich attacking CNN host John King for opening with a question about his personal life.
The destructive, vicious, negative nature of much of the news media makes it harder to govern this country, harder to attract decent people to run for public office. And I am appalled that you would begin a presidential debate on a topic like that.
First Amendment, a problem for Gingrich. Apparently.
Although Gingrich has said in the past that his personal life is fair game. Anyway, Mitt Romney and the issue about his tax returns provided the most revealing moment. Asked if he'd follow his father's example and release 12 years of returns, Mitt said he'd release, quote, multiple years, and he later hesitated in his answer, drawing some jeers from the audience. But the former governor hit back.
I know there are some who are very anxious to see if they can't make it more difficult for a campaign to be successful. I know the Democrats want to go after the fact that I've been successful. I'm not going to apologize for being successful. And
Rick Santorum made sure he wasn't left out. He questioned both Gingrich and Romney's promises to repeal Obama's health care reform law, citing their previous support for similar legislation.
I've been fighting for health reform, private sector, bottom up, the way America works best, for 20 years, well, these two guys were playing footsies with the left.
There was one person that was left out quite a bit. That was Ron Paul. Santorum took another swipe at Gingrich, saying when he was House leader, he gave a poor performance.
Mega Upload, one of the Internet's largest file-sharing sites, has been shut down by anti-racketeering investigators in the U.S. Federal prosecutors claim the site has cost copyright holders more than $500 million in lost revenue, a claim Mega Upload denies. In Afghanistan, with a NATO helicopter has crashed, killing six in Helmand province. NATO said no insurgent activity had been reported at the time of the incident. A spokesman from the International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, has not disclosed the nationalities of those killed, but reports suggest they were all American troops. In Kapsia province, an Afghan soldier has opened fire on French troops, killing four and wounding 16. In response, French President Nicolas Sarkozy says France is suspending all training programs for Afghan troops.
General Motors is back on top. GM and its partners sold 9 million vehicles around the world in 2011. That means it can once again call itself the world's top-selling car maker. So the car in front, no longer a Toyota.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets up. European indices are down at this hour. Futures for Wall Street are down at the end of the week. The Dow starts at 12,623. The S&P begins at 13,014. And the NASDAQ opens about 3.5 hours from now at 2788. Coming up this morning, we're going to talk about the definition of autism, autism spectrum. It's always been a difficult syndrome to define, but the definition could change. The official clinical definition could change, and that would mean leave many people, perhaps in theory, without the disorder they thought they had, or at least unable to get treatment. It possibly affects those with Asperger's, and this morning we're looking for your stories of living with Asperger's and autism. Maybe it's you, your child, or relative. How important is that definition to you? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE, but we're going to begin this hour talking about that debate last night. Aggression, angst. That's the clinical definition of that.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.